Yeah, you know, way back when I was starting out with Amnesty, so when their report came out in 2004, the Stolen Sisters report, I remember very well having to, I don't know if fight is the right word, but not only having to, you know, address these issues, but even how the media was portraying our women discriminatory, you know, and how they were even describing our women in the media. And so, you know, mm-hmm. I believe media does have a big part to play, but they also need to be educated about how to tell the story, because all they want to do is sell their papers. Right. And but selling their papers means they need to be a little bit more
sensationalized.
Less sensationalized and more kind and respectful to the family.
Mm-hmm.
And it's my experience back then was the families didn't want to talk to media because of how they would, you know, be right in their face or just the language that they would use to describe the victim, murder victim, you know, by putting the blame back on them. I mean, that's recent. There's you know, so many examples that I can share of how they've described our women who are the victims of murder and blaming them for it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a big job. That's their responsibility to ensure that. I think there's been a little bit of a shift, but there's still a lot more because, you know, there has still been stories that have generated or still highlighted that kind of picture, which still needs to change.
Right. So you were talking about an event that happened earlier today. Did you want to talk about what that was?
Yeah, sure. Maybe I'll get Sheena to. You want me to explain it first? Okay. She wants me to explain it first.
Okay.
So, this morning, today again to acknowledge what, you know, what today is with May 5th as being the Red Dress Day or National Day of Awareness for missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls. The Embrace Them with Love family members who have been part of a project with Gononquestra, and they've now called their family, their project, Love Starts With Us. They were working on a quilt, the family members who were part of that. So they did an honoring, an unveiling of the quilt this morning. So Amber Silversmith is the coordinator there at Gononquestra. She's been working with the families now for a few years. And it was a beautiful unveiling of the quilt and an honoring to Eileen, who has been a member since it began. And so it was a powerful honoring and unveiling of the work that they're doing and to bring awareness in our own community. And Eileen has been a major part of that in bringing that awareness in the community and, you know, and having to not only deal with her own traumas of the loss of Shelley, who I grew up with as well, went to school with, and so, you know, her message was always about love and kindness, and you know that's supposed to be our laws. With the great law, and, you know, and how we share that love and kindness with each other, and that's who she was, and that's who You know, we honored her today, and usually with the red dresses, hanging them, you know, hanging the red dresses, but they decided to unveil the quilt this morning, and it was an online event. So it was a really powerful event this morning.
Oh, I can imagine what, you know, everybody had their hand in that, right?
Yeah. Yes, the family members who were part of, you know, from Six Nations, who are part of that project, and bringing the support that they have amongst each other is really important, and, you know, and the support that they have in the community.
Right. And I think whenever, you know, I mean, speaking from my own self here about whenever we've seen any kind of, you know, public awareness of missing and murdered women, Eileen was always at the forefront of it. And it was, she was always a very powerful presence. You know, I can just remember her holding the picture of her daughter and just having this very powerful presence whenever, you know, I would think of that, that she was, you know, such a huge part of that movement here at Six Nations.
Yeah, for sure. Maybe I want to add a little more about it now. Maybe, but, you know, some of the statistics here in at Six Nations and the families who are having to address this, and this is just some of the presentation as well that Amber presented about the community as well during the online event this morning.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think, you know, we got, you know, still a ways to go. And like you said, we have to sometimes look at some of the positive things that have happened. And I think that is one of the positive things that have happened that have come out of this, that, you know, there's a group of people that are, you know, helping each other through this, through those times, through the times of losing someone so dear. And I can't imagine how difficult that must be. And, you know, it's echoed right across this country and mm-hmm. still the people that are missing. So with that, I would like to thank both of you for joining me this afternoon. I send my heartfelt condolences to you both that have lost significant loved ones within your own families, and mm-hmm. you know, I wish you well, and you know, and say Nyawa for your work that you are doing, and right for this movement, you know, love among us, I guess, was that what it was called?
Right. Love starts with us.
Love starts with us. Right. So, thank you very much. If there's anything else you might want to add before we leave.
I think that's it for us. Thanks for having us today.
All right. Well, thank you very much for coming on and talking about this. Have a good afternoon and take care.
All right. You too. Nyala.
Yeah.